USA Radio News.
President Biden backtracked on Tuesday and worked to clarify his comments on 60 Minutes this week, where he stated the coronavirus pandemic, quote, is over. Biden attended a Democratic National Committee fundraiser in New York City ahead of his speech on Wednesday to the United Nations General Assembly. Biden acknowledged he was criticized for the remarks, but added, quote, it's basically not where it was. Biden also encouraged those in attendance to get their booster shots. In D.C., a Republican request for documents related to President Joe Biden, including Hunter Biden's business deals that may have influenced U.S. foreign policy, was dismissed by House Democrats on Tuesday. However, Republicans say that doesn't mean the facts aren't there.
Republicans on the House Oversight Committee support a resolution that would force President Biden to hand over documents related to his son Hunter's foreign business deals. Committee member and ranking Republican Congressman James Comer of Kentucky tells Fox and Friends that despite this being a potentially difficult vote, he believes they have enough evidence to look into the matter.
We have people who have come forward who were in business with Hunter Biden. We've had his ex-wife come forward. We've seen emails. We've heard voice messages, texts show that Hunter Biden was influence peddling with our adversaries.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The office of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has slammed a class action lawsuit filed by illegal immigrants flown to Martha's Vineyard last week. The lawsuit alleges DeSantis executed a fraudulent scheme. DeSantis says the journey was conducted voluntarily. A spokeswoman for the governor called the lawsuit political theater by activists. And the Fed is expected to announce another massive interest rate hike on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Representative Tony Gonzalez from Texas and Senator Marco Rubio from Florida are proposing a bill for the House and Senate which would bring felony murder charges to anyone suspected of contributing to a fentanyl-related death in America. Representative Gonzalez spoke to Newsmax.
Enough is enough. Fentanyl is killing our children all over the country. Last year, we had 70,000 people die of fentanyl overdose. And I was very proud to work with my good friend Marco Rubio in the Senate and to introduce legislation that has felony murder charges for anybody that is responsible for a fentanyl-related death. It's important that we start adding teeth to our laws.
On Tuesday, a federal judge halted the execution of Alabama death row inmate Alan Eugene Miller, asserting he had a right to choose his method of execution. The judge ruled that since Miller had requested to die by nitrogen hypoxia, the state could not execute him by any other method. Michigan's Republican candidate for governor, Tudor Dixon, has called on the state superintendent to resign. This after the release of state-endorsed training videos that advise teachers on how to accommodate transgender students, even in the face of parental objections. And California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill into law that will let Californians choose to have their bodies composted after they die. This is USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.